Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Well, yeah, great. Thank you very much. Because Emmanuel M3 are gaining on Lady Margaret. In fact, it's looking like there may be a bump. A whistle's going behind me. It's all getting very exciting as M3 push up on Lady Margaret. They're keeping on going, but Lady Margaret haven't conceded yet. This is all very, very exciting stuff. Oh, there's a bump happened further down the river while I was talking to you. It looks like the bump was between St. Catherine's and Trinity Hall. So that's all very exciting. They're coming to the riverside now. St. Catherine's bumping up on Trinity Hall. Oh, and there's another bump about to happen as well. That's all happening down this end of the road. We've got St. Edmunds have just bumped Keys M3. Keys M3 have just given in. As I'm getting mobbed by cyclists and all, has there anything happened near you, Juan?
Yes, there are. Jesus M3 has just passed me. They're looking pretty confident. There's quite a lot of water between them and Kings just behind them, Kings M2. What does look potentially interesting is Hughes Hall M2. They're just behind Kings coming into Grassy Corner. And I don't know about Molly, but she might be seeing a bump there later on. Yeah, I'm going to go back to Rob now. What can you see?
Well, it's very exciting. Pembroke closing in on Queens M4, but Jesus M4 closing really well on Pembroke themselves. This will be a very exciting one to see what happens between those three boats, see who gets the bump first. They're just getting away from me as I'm wandering down the river to try and catch up with them. But this is all very exciting to see who is going to get bumped first. No one has conceded yet. I don't believe a bump has happened, but they are all getting closer and closer and at the same time further and further away from me. Still no arms in the air, they're all going strong. And behind them, we have Selwyn M2, and we then have Jesus M5 behind them. However, just turning first point corner is Queens M4, Pembroke M3, and Jesus M4. Can anyone else see those as they go out of sight? Because they were neck and neck.
I've got down the bottom of the river, towards the end, we've got Jesus M3 doing very well. They've hit straights ahead and they've got a big space between them and Kings. But I think Hughes Hall are creeping up on Kings and they are tight, very, very tight. I think we're going to have a bump. If we haven't had a bump yet, but we have had a bump. We've had a bump from Hughes Hall have managed to bump Kings very well. Although Kings have conceded and Hughes Hall have bumped Kings. So well done. Jesus have flown on ahead of the river and they've just whipped past me. So back down to Rob, can you see anything or Juan?
Someone has stopped right on first point corner. I'm just jogging down now to see who that was, to see if anything came out of that carnage that was near the end of the division between Jesus M4, Pembroke M3 and Queens M4. It's absolutely spectacular running down there. But I'm just jogging, as you can probably tell, not as fit as I hoped I was, but jogging down to see who it is. Juan, have you got anything near you?
Yeah, I actually don't have a lot near me. I'm just walking past a very kind of a quiet stretch of barges along the river. So I think I'm going to go up to Molly, who probably has something to say.
So I have just, having witnessed that very exciting bump by Hughes Hall bumping Kings, we've then just had Queens and Clare zipping past nicely. Queens might be catching up with Clare. I can't see around the corner, but there was a bit of space in between. But I tell you what, that bump by Hughes Hall bumping Kings was very exciting. Indeed.
Fantastic.
They've all gone past now, so I don't... Is there anything happening down that end? I doubt it. I will.
To Rob?
Yes, to Rob.
Yeah, hi. Sorry, guys. I'm standing. It's actually the boat that I was trying to see is actually Emma M3, who have bumped for a second day in a row. They're all looking pretty excited. They're all covering themselves in foliage and getting ready to row off. So, guys, how are you feeling? You having a good time? Yeah, Emma, very excited there and looking forward to tomorrow where they can hopefully rebump and get, go for blades now with two bumps in a row. Lady Margaret are rowing off slightly forlornly into the distance. But no, a great start here and loads and loads and loads of action. Other boats just down the river just untangling themselves. But Molly, have any more passed you up the top there?
I haven't seen anything pass me, but I would just like to congratulate Emma as a very proud member of Emma. I think that's brilliant that they've bumped for the second day in a row. I think I can see them maybe coming this way looking very proud. No, we've got a boat quite far in the distance. As I said, we had the exciting bump by Hughes Hall and then Queens and Clare both heading on nicely. And Kings are just Kings are just taking a gentle break in the corner, looking actually very forlorn, heads are down, but they were running nicely. It was a very spectacular bump. It was impressive. I've got right now, actually, I have got Selwyn just rowing on par, and behind them is a can't quite tell who that is from here. They're all quite far away right now. Selwyn looking very neat on the river, nicely in time. Looking strong, with looking like they know what they're doing as they're gliding down the river. And who have we got here? I think it could be Sydney Sussex, or it could be another Jesus.
That should be Jesus M5, Molly.
To Juan.
And let's go to Juan. Juan, what can you see there?
Siobhan. Yes, well, I can't see a lot. I'm just seeing the usual boats rowing past as they do after having been bumped or bumping. So I think, after that very exciting and very emphatically exciting division, I couldn't find another adjective there, I think we're going to call that division to a close. We will find the results as they come in later in a little while, but I think we're going to go throw back to the studio after that.
Okay, Juan, do you think you could do a little rundown of the division of the bumps that you saw happening, if you can remember what happened?
Yeah, so I didn't actually, myself, I was pretty unlucky. I didn't see that many bumps, but what I think happened was that Hughes Hall bumped up on Kings, and I think Cats M3 bumped up on Trinity Hall M3. There were a number of other bumps that I can't recall at the moment, but I'm sure we'll be able to provide them in due course.
Lunch bumps.
Cam FM.